Glenn Johnson, the VP of officials for the CFL, joins us once again. Glenn, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good, Jason. How are you?
I'm excellent. We are really at the, a third way through the season. And, there was flags up early and they slowly gone down. Then they would go back up. How would you evaluate the first 6 weeks strictly from an official standpoint?
Well, I think they've gone predictable in some places and not so predictable in others. We've got officials that have been working in the league for, anywhere from 15, 18, 20 years, all the way through to some rookies we put on the field this year. And we had to do a lot of training on the new rules, get guys to understand what those new standards were, and make sure that they were calling to them. So we spent a lot of time on that, and I think we've done a pretty good job. Our accuracy ratio is certainly within professional standards again this year, and we're pretty happy about that. There's probably a few more penalties per game we could be calling, which is interesting because the penalties are already up. But from an officiating perspective, I think the guys have done a pretty good job. There's a lot of pressure on them to, when there's a lot of penalties like this, to relax their standard. And, we've been telling them, as well as the clubs have been telling us, hold true to the standard. Things are going to get better. Penalties are going to come down once everybody's on the same page. But so far, I think the season's been pretty good from an officiating perspective.
When you have conversations with the teams, Glenn, and we see the pre-snap penalties are really up on the right. It's not like that's new this season. What's the response you're getting? Because offsides and procedure are way up this year for reasons that I can't really understand.
Yeah, I can't really understand either. And what I can tell you is that we do work really hard with the teams, and they're working really hard to have the players, meet those standards. We've got a lot of new players in the league. I think people don't understand that. There's, a large percentage of first and second year players, maybe slightly higher than there have been in other years. But everyone's working really hard at it. I think teams are playing on the edge. You see a lot of that. Guys are working really hard for jobs. So I can't give you a definitive answer. I just know it is up, and the numbers are what they are, and everyone's working super hard to get them down.
When you, I know Bud's one of the evaluators, and you have different ones around it, and you being a former official, I know you look at the games, and has the positioning, do you think, been a big help for the officials? We know the umpire's in a new spot, and the line judges, of course, down the sidelines are also 10 yards closer to the line of scrimmage. Do you feel that that's given them a better opportunity to officiate the game?
Yeah, I think it certainly has in most cases. There's a few odd exceptions we're discovering, but the vast majority of time they're in a much better spot to see the foul, if it occurs, or to judge whether one has occurred or not. So I think they're in a much better position. We've got better coverage from both sides of the ball now. Last year with some of our coverage, we'd end up with guys in a straight line, and we'd have two guys that were, blocked out at the same time, which doesn't do us any good. The mechanics are fundamentally set up so that if one guy gets blocked out, the other guy has a clear good look at it. So I think with some of those adjustments we've made, they've really helped. Certainly the umpire in the backfield, this may not shock you at all, but we've had, zero collisions, with the umpire this year, because of that. So it's been a good safety improvement for them. And, the main thing that was happening to them last year when they were in the defensive backfield was, I'd say, our stats show that probably in about 20 to 25% of the plays, they were just running for their life. They were, literally stopping officiating because they were trying to be safe. And, this year, we've got 0% where they're running for their life. So I think the positioning changes have really helped.
Glenn Johnson joins us, VP of officials in the CFL. As you evaluate, Glenn, because fans are always concerned that, there's no recourse for the officials. They can do whatever they want, and really that's not the case. We've been trying to inform them that, indeed, at Labor Day you do cut down. So the evaluating process, when are those decisions made on who, I guess, doesn't return for the second half of the season?
Yeah, that's an ongoing process, and I work closely with Bud and Bud's peer in the East, as well as our position coaches to go through that process. And, we've already got two less guys than we started the season with. Heading forward, we're continuing to evaluate guys on a game-by-game basis. We've also just handed out another set of assignments, and I can tell you that they're not distributed equally. the guys that are working better and doing a better job are getting more games in that block. So there is definite accountability. I think people need to really understand that. We just don't make it public. You know, we don't toss names around. I don't put a press release out when we release a guy, you know, those kinds of things. But they are definitely accountable for their performance on the field.
Has the standard changed on what you're evaluating your officials on? Because I know with the new positioning, it seems like more athleticism is needed from your officials. So do the officials themselves know that? And are you kind of seeing maybe a little bit of an adaptation from them this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We've added a new dimension. That was a kind of intangible dimension last year and in previous years. And we formalized it this year, and Bud's been a big part of that, helping us do that. So every supervisor in every game now adds those intangible dimensions, fitness, athleticism, ability to get into the right spot. It had been kind of blended in a bigger assessment of their work, and now we've drawn it out because it is much more important now. We're going at a much higher tempo. Guys have to be more fit, and we put a huge emphasis on that at training camp, and guys came into training camp this year the most fit that they ever have. You know, we had more guys lose percentages of body fat this year than we've ever had. So the guys knew it. We told them, and we're measuring them on it, and we're holding guys accountable. Guys that are slipping, you know, in their fitness and not looking like a professional official on the field, you know, you're unlikely to see much of those folks, you know, past Labor Day.
How much being somebody who was in the game is same with Bud and kind of knows what goes on. I hear complaints from teams about specific officials all the time. Now I'm never on the field, so I don't know what's said, but their complaint is there's still the odd official who seems to want to control the game more than they feel they should. How do you, I guess, massage those conversations, Glenn, having been an official and know how it is on the field?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes they've got a case. You know, sometimes, you know, some of our guys are not being as adaptive as they should be. And, you know, quite often it's just the moment. Their job is to win and to win, you know, at all costs. And sometimes when they see an official that they believe is, you know, getting in the way of them winning, they react, you know, negatively to that. And, you know, what we do is we talk about it. I talk with the coaches, and, you know, they understand at the end of the day that some of that stuff's in the heat of the moment, you know, and we move on. And, you know, where they've got legitimate complaints, I investigate them. I work with our officials to get better. You know, if one of our guys is getting a bit edgy and, you know, is starting to snap back at coaches, you know, we deal with that. Again, it's accountability both ways. So I think the good news is that we've got the pipe open. We have the dialogue going on with the clubs. You know, Bud spends, you know, time at practice with the Eskimos to help deal with their situations. We've got other guys in other cities doing similar kinds of things. I have a lot of dialogue with the coaches, you know, every week. And so we're working really hard, and, you know, they need to understand that they're humans, and the officials are not biased. They're not trying to cheat a certain team. Nobody does that. I think just over time, familiarity breeds a bit of contempt as well, right? We're a small league with a certain number of officials that they see on a frequent basis. So, you know, we do our best to move them around, but, you know, sometimes things happen.
Do you still have teams who believe an official is biased against their organization?
Yeah, for sure. It's in any sport. It's at every sport. I talk to my peers in other leagues, and it's the same thing. And it's just human nature, and I don't fault people for that. You know, I coach my kids in sports, and I think the officiating sucks. So, you know, it's human nature, right? And you do your best to manage through the process. And, you know, I work with young umpires, and I work with young football officials and give them feedback. And it's the same thing. So I don't hold, you know, we don't hold any reverse grudges against coaches or teams. And, you know, we're all working together out there. When we kick off the ball, we all want the same outcome, a good, fair game, let the teams decide it. You know, we're just trying to stay out of the way.
You want to say something there, Bud?
I was going to jump in when I heard Johnson say that the officiating sucks in his kids' hockey league.
You're not one of the parents, though, that's yelling over the glass at the young 12-year-old official, are you, Glenn?
Absolutely not.
No.
I've got too much respect. I try and help.
I bet you do.
In a constructive way.
Speaking of young officials, are Are you getting more young officials? Or are you having the same problems that they are in hockey at times, that kids are quitting because sometimes coaches or parents get a little overzealous and start ripping apart an 11 or 12-year-old?
Yeah, I think that same thing is happens all the time. It's been happening for, you know, many years. And like, seriously, when I see a situation like that, I step in, I try and manage it, I try and help, you know, the young official, and I try and, you know, educate the parent. But, yeah, you know, there are kids that come into it with the best of intentions, but, you know, nobody likes getting screamed and yelled at for stuff that they're doing to try and, you know, let the kids play. And we all have responsibilities to make sure that the umpires and the officials for hockey and everything have the opportunity to grow and learn, just like everybody else. And we've got to understand that it should be about fun. And people that get through the program and finally get to college where we, you know, recruit them from, have been through that process and survived that process. And we do need more people to come through the process. So, you know, we've got better opportunities to get good officials in our league.
Glenn Johnson, VP of Officials for the CFL, joins us. Two more quick ones for you, Glenn. When you look now, we're a third of the way through the season. What do you feel is the area the officials have done the best job of in games this year?
I think what we've done is we've done a good job trying to define some of the standards better this year. So illegal blocks, for example, are down. You know, that's fantastic. It's the first time in a while illegal blocks have been down. We've defined a good solid standard, and our guys are calling to it. So I'm really pleased there. You know, our pass interference standard is much better simply because we now have the new illegal contact rule, which says you can't, you know, there's no contact after 5 yards. So it's easier for us to see pass interference. And generally we're doing, you know, a better job of that. So, you know, and in general, I think it's just that they're sticking to the standards we promised we would call. And unfortunately, some games have a lot of penalties, but, you know, I just think our guys are doing that. And they're also working hard on the tempo. The tempo of the games is higher. You can see it. We're moving better. We're announcing penalties faster. Balls are down sooner. Teams are having the option of going faster. So, you know, I think there's two or three areas where the guys are doing a really good job this year.
Is there one area that you would like to see improvement in?
Well, you know, I think it's always in the broader context of consistency. You know, we can always get better there. And I think, you know, that's the one area, the big misses. A guy will go along for 3 or 4 games. He's doing fantastic. He's making good calls. And then there'll just be a big miss, a blatant miss that everyone knows is a penalty. He knows 2 seconds later he's missed it. We've got to keep reducing, eliminating, you know, the big misses. That's the one thing that's hard to explain to anybody.
Glenn, we really appreciate you always coming on. We'll talk to you probably just after week 13 again.
Hey, Jason, anytime.